Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah, I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. It's clear that the majority of our nation's citizens did not want to continue with the totally failing results of the Biden-Harris's 4 years. So now we have a Republican president, and the Republicans control both the House and the Senate, though by small margins. So now we need to get our nation's budget and economy squared away, get our border secure, become energy independent again, and not be subject to multinational bodies' rules, and we need to get the woke out of our military and get it combat ready again. This won't just happen. Please be sure you not only know who your representatives in Congress is and your two U.S. senators are, and be in touch with them. Let them know that you care and are watching them. This is our country, and we the people have to supervise the activities of our representatives. Okay, joining me to 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. You've been jogging lately, Skip?
Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you? Yeah, Colonel, I have, and it's not pretty. I have a 15-year-old son, and boy, he wants to jog like every day, and he wants to do it in the morning before I even have vital signs. But yeah, I am jogging, and it's good for me, and I just have to keep remembering that I love my son, and that's why I'm doing this, and God bless America.
Well, it is good for you, and it is good for him to be able to do it with you, but I do understand. There seems to be a difference between youth and non-youth, doesn't there?
Without a doubt. I'm daily reminded of that fact, Colonel.
Yes, sir. Here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss Israel and our relationship with Israel. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. Then General John Tykert will share his insights through his career and his new book. George Mihok will then discuss his new and very exciting novel, Going Dark. Next, we'll review last weekend's Service Academy football games, and General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We really welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. Of course, we'll start with the news. Take us there, Skip.
Well, Colonel, across hours of television interviews, Army veteran and Fox News host Pete Hegseth has articulated his plan for a frontal assault to reform the Department of Defense from the top down, including by purging woke generals, limiting women from some combat roles, eliminating diversity goals, and utilizing the real threat of violence to reassert the U.S. as a global power. As President-elect Trump's nominee for the Secretary of Defense, Hegseth, age 44, could have the chance to implement that vision, commanding the country's over a million active duty soldiers. An infantry officer in our Army National Guard, Hegseth deployed to Guantanamo Bay, Iraq, and Afghanistan before leaving the service with the rank of major. He's worked for Fox News since 2014, where he co-hosts Fox and Friends Weekend. A critic of Trump's foreign policy and military stances during Trump's 2016 campaign, Hegseth grew to become one of Trump's fiercest on-air defenders.
In years past, Pete has been a guest on this show a number of times. I think he's a great choice. He clearly understands the problems in our military, and he knows that our senior officers are a part of the problem.
And China warned the Philippines not to be extremely irresponsible by buying an offensive missile system from us as tensions remain high over the South China Sea. The Philippines' defense secretary said his country was considering purchasing the mid-range capability Typhoon missile launchers from us. We are Manila's security treaty ally. Quote, such a move is provocative and dangerous, and it is an extremely irresponsible choice to its own people and people of all Southeast Asian countries, to history, and to regional security, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said. If Manila brings in the Typhoon, which Beijing views as an offensive strategic weapon, a country outside the South China Sea could fuel tensions and antagonism in the region, as well as incite geopolitical confrontation and an arms race.
The country fueling tensions and antagonism in the South China Sea area is clearly China. They are nonstop pushing to gain control of the entire area. I expect the Philippines to go ahead and get the Typhoon.
The Israeli attack on Iran in late October destroyed an active top-secret nuclear weapons research facility in Parchin, according to three U.S. officials, one current and one former Israeli official. The strike, which targeted a site previously reported to be inactive, significantly damaged Iran's effort to resume nuclear weapons research, Israeli and U.S. officials said. One former Israeli official said it destroyed sophisticated equipment used to design the plastic explosives that surround uranium in a nuclear device and are needed to detonate it. Iran has denied it's pursuing nuclear weapons. Iran's foreign minister said that Iran is not after nuclear weapons, period.
Iran has no honor. They fund terrorists that attack innocent civilians, including hospitals and schools. They do everything they can to destroy Israel, something that they have pledged to do. And once again, they're lying about their nuclear program.
And according to figures from Kiev, Russia has lost over 700,000 troops in nearly 2 years of conflict, though these numbers have not been independently verified. This month, Washington confirmed that 10,000 North Korean soldiers are fighting alongside Russian forces in the Donetsk region.
There are reports that the North Korean soldiers don't like what they've been sent to do, and many are deserting. Russia needs to end this war. I expect President Trump will make proposals to end the war, and soon.
And North Korea tested exploding drones designed to crash into targets, and leader Kim Jong-un called for accelerating mass production of the weapons. The country's latest military demonstration came as the U.S., South Korea, and Japan engaged in combined military exercises involving advanced fighter jets and a U.S. aircraft carrier in nearby international waters in a display of their defense posture against North Korea. The drones included those with X-shaped tails and wings that looked similar to the ones the country disclosed in August. The drones flew various routes and accurately struck targets. Its images showed what appeared to be a BMW sedan being destroyed and old models of tanks being blown up.
North Korea is a very hostile nation, but one that is very dependent on China. As China is having financial difficulties, perhaps North Korea will get less support for their aggressiveness. I hope so.
And suicides increased among our military personnel last year, an ongoing trend Pentagon officials say they plan to address with a $125 million investment in prevention and mental health programs next year. The rate for active duty personnel rose to 28.2 per 100,000 members in 2023 from 25.1 during the previous year. That year-to-year increase is not statistically significant, but when compared with the past 12 years, shows long-term real change, defense officials said. Quote, we continue to see a gradual, statistically significant increase in the active component suicide rates from 2011 to 2023. This tells us that it's most likely a real change. Stated differently, there is a low likelihood that this change is due to natural variation or chance. According to the report, 363 active duty troops died in 2023 by suicide, up 32 service members from last year, while 69 reserve members took their own lives, compared with 65 in 2022. 91 Guard members died by suicide in 2023, down from 99 in 2022.
Suicide prevention is absolutely necessary. This should involve individuals looking out for their friends, and it's a challenge for our leadership. We'll be discussing this more next week.
The Pentagon's latest report on UFOs has revealed hundreds of new reports of unidentified and unexplained aerial phenomena, but no indications suggesting an extraterrestrial origin. The review includes hundreds of cases of misidentified balloons, birds, and satellites, as well as some that defy easy explanation, such as a near miss between a commercial airliner and a mysterious object off the coast of New York. While it isn't likely to settle any debates over the existence of alien life, the report reflects heightened public interest in the topic and the government's efforts to provide some answers.
I think if there is intelligent life out there, they'd be smart enough to avoid coming here. Do you agree, Skip?
Absolutely, Colonel. Not an overabundance of intelligence on our planet right now.
Indeed. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing. We can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a veteran, in getting involved and getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. please check out cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some more wisdom. Then we'll talk with General John Tykart. At ease, troops, take a break. In business for over 30 years with over $1 billion in sales, Universal Coin and Bullion is my go-to source for gold and silver coins. And right now, they're offering our listeners a newly minted 0.99 fine 1 ounce 2024 silver American Eagle coin for just $27. Call 800-UCB-GOLD, 800-UCB-GOLD, or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, your front door is the number one preferred entry point for home invaders. On average, it takes 5 seconds to break down your solid steel security door. To prevent this, reinforce your door frame by doubling the 2x4s and by using longer, case-hardened screws to attach the hinges to the door frame. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First and Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month when you use the offer code FRONTLINES.
HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with all of your everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, health-related services, or information on retirement planning, financial resources, or more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all of your daily needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net wants to thank you for your service, and may God continue to bless the U.S. of A.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and you're in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't in a mess with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I encourage you to join me in purchasing those solid investments from Universal Coin and Bullion. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Our presidential election produced a sigh of relief across Israel. What the Biden administration has done, while saying they support Israel, was trying to force Israel into agreements that would be terrible for Israel, but good for Iran and the terrorists. They're likely to keep that up for the next 2 months. Israel must be on guard and then set goals for working with President Trump. To understand this, we must remember what happened during Obama's final months in office. In December 2016, the Obama administration punished Israel for opposing its nuclear appeasement of Iran and for rejecting efforts to establish a Palestinian terror state. Our UN ambassador drafted a resolution that declared all Israel presence beyond the 1949 armistice lines illegal. This became UN Security Council Resolution 2234. This was the most anti-Israel resolution ever passed there. It called for an international boycott of all Israeli activities beyond the 1949 armistice lines. And the Obama team wanted Israel to agree to a Palestinian state in Hamas's Gaza, all of Judea and Samaria and parts of Jerusalem, and sanctions on Israel if it failed to act. Prime Minister Netanyahu worked with Trump's transition team to scuttle this. It's expected that the outgoing Biden team intends to get that long-shelved resolution passed. Now as then, Netanyahu must work with Trump and Israel's many allies in our Congress to block these moves. The purpose of the Biden team's anticipated UN ceasefire resolution is to prevent Israel from winning the war and to block Trump from supporting an Israeli victory. They are expected to promote the Palestinian statehood resolution and support the fallen and destabilizing two-state concept. Biden's team began micromanaging every aspect of Israel's war effort on October 7th. It sent our generals to Israel's headquarters, where they had made inappropriate suggestions but to which Israel at least had to listen. They began slow walking critical military supplies to Israel last December, forcing Israel to justify nearly every bullet and tank round they fired. It threatened sanctions to block Israel from taking any action that would shift the strategic balance in its favor. The administration spent a year pressuring Israel to agree to surrender sovereign territory to Hezbollah in exchange for a respite from the missile war. This would be a catastrophe for Israel, keeping Hezbollah's forces intact, fully armed, and poised along Israel's border near the communities they were trained to massacre. Biden's team continues to pressure Israel to leave Iran's regime, nuclear installations, and oil platforms intact. Netanyahu recently fired his very liberal defense minister, Yoav Gallant. Gallant was the central figure in Biden's divide-and-conquer effort to block Israel from taking an action that would change the strategic balance of power in the region. Gallant colluded with the administration to block Israeli plans to order operations like the seizure of Rafah that would have paved the way to a dismantlement of Hamas's military forces and ending its political and economic grip on power. Since October 7th, Gallant had refused to remove any of the senior IDF commanders responsible for the October 7th fiasco. Instead, he fired more aggressive generals and promoted incompetent dovish generals who failed to anticipate or prepare for October 7th. Finally, Gallant reportedly opposed taking any independent Israeli action against Iran. By removing Gallant, Netanyahu removed the major political obstacle to pursuing a victory on all fronts. On October 7th, the war that followed exposed three vulnerabilities that Israel can work with Trump to overcome. The first is the specter of a Palestinian statehood on the Jordan River. The second is the UN system. And finally, Israel's strategic dependence on our munitions. Trump's determination to decrease our foreign aid budget and his doctrine of supporting allies to enable them to defend themselves as the surest way to decrease our need to fight foreign wars fully aligns with Israel's strategic requirements. Israel should move to forge a defense relationship with us that would end our military assistance over a 10-year period. During that period, the relationship would shift from a supplier-client to a strategic partnership geared towards weapon system development. To end its vulnerability, Israel should maintain and expand its efforts to rebuild its domestic arms industries with the goal of being fully capable of producing the munitions it requires to win wars and preserve the peace by the end of Trump's term. This transformation will enable our alliance to survive and thrive over time to the benefit of both countries. In his congratulatory message to Trump, Netanyahu wrote, "Your historic return to the White House offers a new beginning for America and a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and America," end quote. This is absolutely true, and Netanyahu has facilitated the rebuilding of Israel's alliance with us on firmer footing than ever before. By working together to achieve a common goals, we can secure the peace of the Middle East and their nations' separate and common interests in the international arena to the benefit of the whole world. And those are my comments for today. Americans owe our freedom to the sacrifice and courage of our heroes in uniform. Did you know you could support our military, veterans, and first responders just by using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They put the cause ahead of profits, and that's why I'm a proud partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to while giving back to our heroes. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support Folds of Honor, Tunnels to Towers, and many more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. That's patriotmobile.com/frontlines. And get a free month of service when you use the offer code FRONTLINES. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
You know, over the past few years, we've certainly seen a reduction on manned aircraft in the U.S. military. But I wasn't expecting to see an autonomous, artificial intelligent flown aircraft just yet. However, that's exactly what the Merlin pilot is trying to do. And they just got approved by the U.S. Air Force to test their system on a KC-135 Stratotanker. Merlin pilot is equipped with advanced technology that enables it to monitor their aircraft state and the surrounding environment. It even has a feature to communicate. It uses natural language processing algorithms and it can verbally interact with air traffic control the exact same way a human pilot does. Now, Merlin's been working on the straddle tanker project for about 5 years, but the approval to start test flights is going to help them reach their ultimate goal of expanding this capability to numerous military aircraft, and they want to allow autonomous flight from takeoff to landing. Now, in September, the company launched its first test flight of their self-piloting Cessna Caravan, which is a smaller single-engine turboprop. And they've also secured a $105 million contract to develop automated air crew capabilities for the C-130 Super Hercules, which is a transport aircraft of the U.S. Special Operations Command. You know, this is just another example of real-life duplicating movies from the 70s and 80s. I just hope they don't completely take the human pilot out of these airplanes. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I always appreciate your comments. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll meet General John Tykart. Then we'll talk with author George Mihook. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You're standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. Do 50, then stand at ease.
Veterans have unique health care needs from their time in service. They deserve access to timely and quality care.
Concerned Veterans for America continues working to get veterans the care they have earned.
We were instrumental in getting the VA Mission Act signed into law, and we fight every day for more reforms that expand healthcare access and options for veterans everywhere.
Visit CVAFrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's CVAFrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send your comments and questions to me. Email me at frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome back to the show retired Air Force General John Dragon Tykart. John really cares about our nation, and as regular listeners know, he recently ran for Congress. And yes, Dragon was his radio call sign in the Air Force, not his middle name. So welcome back, John. Thanks for joining us.
Denny, it is always awesome to be on with you. Thanks for having me again.
By the way, in the Air Force, you don't get to pick your radio call sign, do you? Somebody else gives it to you.
Yeah, there's a big ceremony, at least in the world I came from. And if you even indicate that you like something, you won't get it. And if you indicate you don't like something, then that's probably what you'll get. So you stay silent as they churn through a bunch of different stories of stupidity of things that you've done. And they come up with a good name that sounds cool, but is based on some sort of buffoonery.
That sounds like things brothers would do.
Exactly right.
You know, because if I care for you, I'm going to pick on you, right?
Yeah, if someone's not picking on you, you probably aren't liked.
That's true. I mean, I agree with that. Okay, start by telling us about your time in the Air Force. And why did you want to fly? Where did that come from?
Denny, I actually watched Top Gun in my very small Western Washington town theater as an eighth grade boy. And I loved it and decided then and there in 1986 that I wanted to spend the rest of my life being a fighter pilot. I dug into which service had the best planes at the time. The F-15E Strike Eagle was just coming out. And so I decided the Air Force was for me. And then I went to ROTC at MIT. I met my wife. I took an oath of office alongside of her. She was in ROTC also and joined as a fighter pilot for the F-15E Strike Eagle, flying for a couple of operational tours, a test pilot for the F-22 Raptor for three tours, and then ended my career in four different assignments. I commanded Joint Base Andrews. I commanded Edwards Air Force Base. I was deployed for 14 months as our nation's senior defense official to Iraq. And then I ended my career in the Pentagon leading international affairs for the Air Force and the Space Force.
Well, since your wife was in the Air Force, did she ever outrank you?
She never outranked me, but I know at home who's got the right authority and rank, and that is her, not me.
Yes. Okay. Now I know I'm talking to somebody with serious combat experience.
I would be stupid to say anything otherwise, Denny.
Yes, you would. And or to even think it might even be different. Yes. But hey, you and I are both blessed with very wonderful wives who for some reason put up with us.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, I took that oath of office alongside of her in 1990 as 17-year-olds. Now we're married for 26 years, three kids that are all serving their country or will do so. And I just feel extraordinarily blessed.
What more would you really want?
No, you're right. You're exactly right. The family unit, serving in this great country, serving a great God, and having a family that's carrying on the legacy of service just warms my heart.
Yes, sir. And I believe God gave us this country, and therefore it's our responsibility to, one, make sure our elected officials behave because they work for us, and two, to serve. So, yeah, we're on the same boat. Okay, let's talk about the recent election. There are lots of good and some not so good results from that. What's your perspective?
Denny, I think people looked at how they were in the situation that exists now in this country and looked back to 4 years ago and realized that they're far worse off now than they were 4 years ago. And I get a sense that there's this budding of excitement, like probably there was between President Carter and President Reagan, knowing that we have a chance to get back to pre-pandemic 2020, when we had a secure border, we had a strong national security posture in this country, that we were energy independent, and we had a president with pro-growth policies that benefited all Americans. And I just am excited to see what happens in this next 10-year of President Trump, because I believe those core elements of what makes a nation great are something we're going to get back to and something we never should have left from.
I agree with you. When I was talking to youngsters, I just said, what was gas cost 4 years ago? And what does it cost now? And what did a hamburger, fries, and a Coke cost 4 years ago? And what does it cost now? And in both cases, it's about 100% more than it was 4 years ago. And
yep. And I think that Ronald Reagan advertisement from 1980 that asked the question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? It was a resounding no in 1980. And it's resounding no in 2024. And in spite of the fact that big media and big government and big tech and big education tried to pile on, the American people saw through all of their propaganda and made a decision of what was best for them and best for this great nation. And I'm excited for these next 4 years.
Yes, sir. I am just delighted with what we can do. Now we need to make sure that we encourage our elected officials to actually do take advantage of this opportunity and actually make it work. We got the ability, but can we do it?
No, we have a window of opportunity. And now, based on stewardship, it is up to us, the American people and those we elected that represent us, to use this window of opportunity to the best possible effect for the American people and the American experiment going forward into the future.
Yes, sir. I cannot think of a better way to put it. Okay. You were not successful in your run for Congress, but somehow our nation, we're going to have a congressional majority. Were there any particular issues that motivated you to run?
Denny, I got out of the military to run for U.S. Senate because I love this country. And when I took that oath of office alongside of my wife, Melanie, as a 17-year-old, I noticed that there was no expiration date and no escape clause.
Amen.
That means I meant it for a lifetime. And I actually got out of the military because I firmly believed that there was something more impactful I could do to fulfill that oath, to serve people and our country out than in. I've been out now for 2 years, and running for Senate was one of those elements of this maximal impact campaign that I'm focused on for the next part of my life. And I firmly believe that there are opportunities, hopefully, to get back into federal public service sooner rather than later to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. But I got out with a passion to continue serving and hopefully doing so with more impact than I even could in uniform.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing our nation's challenges with General John Tyker. John, in my opinion, and I live in Michigan, which is far from our southern border, and you live in Ohio, which is far from our southern border, though we do have a northern border. I think that's one of the biggest crises that I've ever imagined our nation fighting. a wide open border and millions of illegal people coming in. I sincerely hope that's going to be a big issue that's addressed almost immediately. I presume you would agree with that?
Denny, I do. I actually live in Maryland, not Ohio, but that's okay. And as I talk to sheriffs here in Maryland, they tell me every time I talk to them that there is a direct link between increased crime and increased drug problems in every county in Maryland linked to the southern border policies of the last 4 years. It's a multifaceted crisis. It's a national security crisis. It's a public health crisis. It's a public safety crisis. And it's a humanitarian crisis. And we should be horrified as Americans at the policy decisions that have been made for the last 4 years that have opened up our country to that multifaceted crisis. And I have no doubt that the Trump administration on day one is going to reverse this backsliding of the Biden administration and get us headed in the right direction to resolve that multifaceted crisis.
Yes, sir. And my one other concern is the climate change or global warming or whatever it is. I'm 83 and I haven't seen any changes to the climate substantially since, and when I look back 100 years before I was born, things are pretty much the same. Am I missing something?
Denny, I just think that we are to be good stewards of what we have been given on this planet from a natural resource standpoint. But there's a balance there to make sure that we have all of the growth policies that we need to benefit Americans now while being good stewards so that those policies can benefit Americans in our future, our kids, our grandkids, and beyond. And I think certainly in the last 4 years, there has been a skew away from caring about the well-being of Americans now in this vision of climate change, when the reality is that our policies should be a mix of short-term benefit and long-term benefit. And that includes stewardship of the environment, but it also includes pro-growth policies now.
Yes, sir. There's more to discuss about this with John, and he's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Yeah, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do. Well, I used to do before I got into my 80s. Then take a break or stay in the area. We'll be right back. If you ever have to defend yourself or your family, you will likely need legal support, as there is almost always an investigation. After you call 911, call U.S. Law Shield so you can have immediate legal support. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events they never thought would happen to them. Their attorneys are available 24/7, 365. Learn more or sign up at uslawshield.com, promo code Frontlines. That's uslawshield.com, promo code Frontlines.
Friends, Adam here, Patria Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at patriafoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriafoods.com. 10% off promo code FREEDOM and shop today.
When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors. Plus, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with General John Tykart. John, I've got a couple of relatives who are Air Force pilots, and I've never known one who could write, much less write a book. But you did. Talk to us about the book. Why did you write it?
Denny, thanks for asking me. I actually published a book about a year ago that's a leadership and innovation book entitled Boom, Leadership That Breaks Barriers, Challenges Convention, and Ignites Innovation. And it just helps people, leaders, to understand how to break through barriers of bureaucracy that we all hate. But more recently, I wrote a 90-day Christian devotional entitled Prayers for a Nation that helps people understand how to pray for this great country. And just two quick stories along those lines. One of them comes from a former pastor of mine that tells a story about him talking to a missionary friend of his a very busy, very thriving missionary on the foreign field. And that missionary told my pastor that he prayed for him daily. And my pastor was blown away by that because this missionary was very busy. And he asked him, how can you take the time to pray for me daily? And the missionary said this, Denny. He said, how can I say I love you and not pray for you? How can I say I love you and not pray for you? And that applies at the individual level, but it applies to the national level as well. How can we say that we love this country and not pray for her? And this devotional guide helps people to understand the way that we can pray. It's filled with historical content and military content. Your listeners would love it, but it helps them to understand how we can demonstrate our love for our country by praying for her daily. And then the other story is an Eisenhower story. And your listeners no doubt know that on the 5th of June, 1944, General Eisenhower made the decision that the next day, the next morning, would be D-Day, the invasion of mainland Europe by Allied forces to hopefully end successfully the war in the European theater of operations. And when he made that decision that night of the 5th of June, he did two things that are notable. The first thing is he wrote a letter taking full blame and responsibility in case of a failure of the invasion. But then he wrote this in his journal. He said, there is nothing we can do but to pray desperately. And I love the idea that this leader, this heroic leader, in spite of all of the strategy and planning and training and provisioning and exercising, realized that the results of the next day would be more dependent on prayer than it actually would be on any of those human, material, secular things. And that's how we should look at our country, that there is nothing we should do, nothing more important than to pray desperately for our country. We should vote, we should participate, we should be involved, but we should be praying for our country. It's the least we should do and the most that we can do to make an impact on this great country. And these 90 daily devotionals that are packed into this great book filled with historical and military content help the reader to understand best how to pray for our country and our leaders.
Well, it's absolutely clear that now is the time that we have the opportunity to go forward, to do the right thing, to do things that will impact the future significantly. And we have to do it. And it's we citizens, it's our responsibility to make sure this happens, whether it's holding our elected officials accountable or praying, or more particularly, both, because I believe America, the existence of America is a gift from God. And he expects us to be good stewards of what he's given us. And what you're talking about is how a vehicle, a very smart and maybe unique vehicle on how to do that, how to take our responsibility for our country.
Denny, I appreciate those thoughts. And you're right. We have a multifaceted responsibility to participate, to vote, to hold our leaders accountable. But really, when it comes down to it, peace, protection, provision, prosperity are going to come from the Lord. And we need Christians in this country, faithful patriots, committed Christian citizens, to be praying for our leaders and our nation, especially during this window of opportunity that we have for the next 4 years.
That's right. This is an opportunity we may never have again. We'd better take full advantage of it because, wow, the possibilities are enormous, aren't they?
Well, you look at all of those policy concerns. You talked about the border. We're concerned about national security. We're concerned about energy independence. We're concerned about pro-growth policies that we need to reverse the backsliding and the doldrums of the last 4 years. We now have a window of opportunity that I expect President Trump and others will take advantage of very early on in their tenure. They must be uplifted by our prayers. And this is a true window of opportunity, a gift from God that we must not pass by without faithfully praying for our nation and our leaders.
And to reinforce that statement, there's some bad guys out there that don't like us. China. We could talk about that for 6 hours, about all they're doing and trying to do openly, and Russia and Iran and North Korea and others. They hate us. They want us out. They are working hard to take us out. So not only do we have good leaders, we have serious enemies. This is beyond, in my opinion, the ability of a good person to handle without being led and supported by our Lord.
Denny, we certainly need our Lord. But, you know, it's been true in the last 4 years that those enemies of ours have been enticed by American weakness. I was the senior defense official for a nation in Baghdad during the transition from President Trump to President Biden. And those Iranian-aligned groups in Baghdad were salivating at the idea of American weakness under President Biden. And we've seen it come to fruition in Eastern Europe, the Western Pacific, in the Middle East during the last 4 years. And we do have this window of opportunity to get back to a foreign policy and national security posture of strength, peace through strength. We certainly need to buoy our president and our leaders who are going to demonstrate capabilities and postures of strength, buoy them with our prayers so that they can do the things that they need to do to keep us all safe from those very determined adversaries.
That's right, because knowing where to look, looking in the right place, happen to be in the right place at the right time to do the right thing, that's either dumb luck or it's part of a plan that you're a part of and you're there to move our country in the right direction.
No, that's right. And we must not be passive citizens. We must be active citizens. And that includes all of the things we've talked about today, including and maybe especially praying for the blessings of God on this nation and our next administration and our leaders at all levels.
Yes, sir. I could not agree with you more. So to sort of wrap this up, it's pretty simple. You didn't suggest anything that's complicated. You didn't suggest anything that's not obvious to anybody who thinks about it. But the big thing is that the ball is in our court, each one of us in our court. And what we do with it is our responsibility, and we're accountable for it, right?
We are. And I'll tell you, our kids and our grandkids are going to look back at this moment in time, at their dads and moms and granddads and grandmas, and make a decision whether we were good stewards of the window we have been given. And we must live up to our responsibility for this great country and for those future generations that will be looking back someday, deciding whether we were the stewards that thwarted this country and the amazing American experiment, or if we failed. And that would be a shame on us if we didn't live up to this window of opportunity we now have.
Indeed. John, we got a couple of minutes. You mentioned you have another book. Mention it briefly and then tell us how we can buy either or both of your books.
Got it, Denny. And I so appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk a little bit about Boom. That's the title of this first book that came out a year ago, Leadership That Breaks Barriers, Challenges Convention, and Ignites Innovation. It is a great book filled with flying stories and Chuck Yeager's stories. He was a friend of mine before he passed away. And I actually just recently was speaking alongside of his widow at the National Museum of the Air Force in Dayton, Ohio. She's a friend of mine. And it's a great book filled with American history and with flying stories. And then Prayers for a Nation, almost the same, with the focus on praying for our nation and our leaders. You can get both on Amazon. I would encourage folks to follow me at johnteichert.com. That last name is spelled T-E-I-C-H-E-R-T. I do a lot of media hits. I do a lot of keynote speaking. I do a lot of writing on leadership, innovation, and national security. I love joining you, Denny, on this amazing radio show. And I just ask your listeners to check me out and follow along and check out Prayers for a Nation and Boom when they're given the opportunity to do so.
And let me encourage all of our listeners to do exactly that. These are just tools that can be of use to you. And after you've read them, probably other people you know that can use them, because it's our nation. We have to take care of it. And here's some tools to do that. John, thank you. Thank you for your excellent comments, for your service to our nation, for your love of our nation. I'm proud to call you brother.
Denny, I feel the exact same way about you. Thanks to you and your listeners who are committed patriots who love this country. And I just ask anybody online, if there's something I can ever do for you, please reach out, because I love this country and I love serving people.
And if you didn't get all of the contact information on John, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. I know how to get him. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with George Mihok about his interesting novel, Going Dark. Then we'll discuss last weekend's Service Academy football games, and General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. U.S. Law Shield is a part of the Frontlines of Freedom team. If you have weapons for defense of your family and yourself, and you ever need to use a legal weapon, you need legal defense. U.S. Law Shield is the team my wife and I use. Go to uslawshield.com. Use the promo code Frontlines. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for pull-ups. Do 40 good ones, maybe 20 more push-ups. Grab some protein, rehydrate with water. And finally, Put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.